from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. The Bay Area is known for its quality food and innovative restaurants, so much so that several neighborhoods are dubbed gourmet ghettos. But those eateries, many of them higher end, can eat up established mom-and-pop stores. It's a common phenomenon. But in San Francisco, merchants on Valencia Street are pushing back against the explosion of restaurants between 16th and 19th Streets. The Valencia Corridor Merchants Association is calling for a one-year moratorium on new restaurants. The move is aimed at maintaining some business diversity in the area, hardware and grocery stores, for example. Karen Chappell is an associate professor of regional planning at UC Berkeley. Professor Chappell, how realistic is this move by the Valencia merchants?
It's a terrific move. There's a lot of precedent for doing these types of anti-competitive zoning. San Francisco has a special zoning designation called a neighborhood commercial district, which limits the numbers of types of establishments, different types of establishments. And it's had terrific success with this zoning designation, in part because it's a strong market city and it can limit the number of businesses that come in and still have a vibrant commercial corridor.
It still sounds, though, like there's some political hurdles, no?
Whenever businesses are clustered in the district and they're very successful, they try and enact barriers to entry to new businesses. This can be seen as sort of an anti-competitive type of gesture, but on the other hand, by limiting what can come in, they're preserving the place's identity and they're keeping it as a regional destination. This is a way to keep rents under control and to keep that diversity, to keep make sure the local hardware store can keep going. So as a place is turning into a regional destination, a zoning designation can keep its local flavor and make it work for both the local residents and the regional shoppers.
Now, I'm curious, you know, I live in a neighborhood in Oakland where there are now five nice restaurants on one very small block. The neighborhood's hardware store is now closed down. The flower store is gone. The restaurants are great, but the reality is, you know, I had to drive to another neighborhood just yesterday to go to a hardware store. Now, can these moratoriums be effective in such a small, you know, when we're talking about like kind of a block and a half area?
Absolutely. Think of the big picture. What's good for the city of Oakland? Well, actually, it would do great with a restaurant district, and it is in Uptown. But it doesn't need many different restaurant districts. And in fact, they'll eat each other alive if it allows them all to exist. So why not have one or two great regional restaurant districts and then maintain the local flavor of the other areas by having controls on what can come in?
Are there any downsides to these moratoriums, you know, unintended consequences?
Well, my favorite example is what happened on 24th Street in Noe Valley years ago because they enacted one of these neighborhood commercial districts with a freeze on the number of restaurants. Exact same thing. The existing restaurants were grandfathered in, so they could continue to exist. And they held on as long as they could. They were family-run restaurants and so forth. Well, what happened, the Noe Valley changed all around 24th Street, and the new residents said, wait a second, I don't want to go out to eat on this street. These are boring restaurants. I want some place that's, you know, has higher cuisine. So there's a mixed story. You have tremendous stability, but at the same time, you weren't able to accommodate the change that was happening in the neighborhood. And, you know, change is inevitable. It's going to happen. Neighborhoods change character, and it's good to be able to change a little bit with them. And Noe Valley did eventually change because the old business owners died out and the grandfathered restaurants could have new restaurants as the original businesses left.
Thanks for talking with us today, Professor Chappell.
Sure, I'm happy to.
Karen Chappell is Associate Professor of Regional Planning at UC Berkeley. I'm Tara Seiler. More news online at kqednews.org.